This is 90.3 KZU. I'm David Whitrock. Tuesday's primary was the first test of California's new top two vote-getter law. In the race for the congressional seat that represents the Monterey Bay Area, the new system produced a familiar outcome. KZU's Krista Almanzon reports.
Republican rancher Jeff Taylor and Democratic Congressman Sam Farr are the top two vote-getters in the race for California's 20th congressional district. The two men have run against each other twice before, except this time they will be the only two names on the November ballot. Although he's glad to be moving on to the general election, Farr is not a fan of this new top two system.
I think it's denial of access to a Democratic election process.
Farr says government should be transparent and have access, so without any third parties in this race.
I don't think we've denied transparency. We've just denied access for minority viewpoints, and I think that can cause problems. People feel like they can't participate in the electoral process.
The win is also mixed for Republican Jeff Taylor. While he's comfortable with the top two system, he didn't exactly want to be one of the candidates moving on to November.
I truly believe that I got into this primary prematurely, and I realized that too late. I was already on the ballot.
Taylor is trying to sort out some personal financial issues. It's his top priority. So he tried to get off the ballot. He encouraged the Republican Party to shift its endorsement, and he tried to throw his support behind the other Republican running. But Taylor says that wasn't enough to overcome his name recognition. So now, under the new top two system, to give voters a choice, he has no choice but to run.
I do have friends and family that have come alongside and they said, hey, if you are still, you know, if you're still the second highest vote getter, we will come alongside you and we will help you and support you in any way we can so that you can continue doing what you need to do. And prayerfully, it will get resolved. And I will be able to get into this campaign 100% myself, which I would like to do.
When he's able to give this race 100%, Taylor says his strategy is to increase voter registration and turnout among evangelical Christians and people of faith in the district.
I believe that's the only way, and it might not be this election in 2012, but I hope and pray it is.
Although anti-incumbent feelings across the nation are high, neither Taylor nor Farr think that will have a noticeable effect on this race. Here's Congressman Farr.
What's very interesting to ask that question, because you hear it all the time, sort of the anti-incumbents, the low opinion of members of Congress, and yet looking over these primary results in California just for the congressional seats, we have 53 congressional seats from California.
44 of those 53 districts had an incumbent running, and in every one, the incumbent was in the top two and is moving on to the general election.
They don't, you know, I think people... They don't like incumbents, they don't like Congress, but they like the person they've elected.
Sam Farr has represented the Monterey Bay Area in Congress for nearly two decades. Krista Almanzon, KAZU News.